Yeah, I'd like to report a UFO.
Okay, would you like to describe it?
Okay. Is this Seattle?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm from Colorado.
Okay.
Okay, we just got back and said we better get back and call somebody. This happened. It was going all together within an hour, all kinds of weird stuff. We were out by some farmland out south between County Line Road, Broadway, and Santa Fe.
Yes.
And, you know, we're just out in the middle of nowhere, and we're just sitting around, and as we walked over this one hill, we saw just one single light. It was a super bright, bright yellow glowing. And it was above all the rest of the hills. It wasn't on a hill or anything like that. And we sat there, and we watched it, and it disappeared. And so we walked back to the car, and we got some more shells. We were out shooting. And we came back. And it was closer. It must have been 3 miles closer. And the next thing we knew, we kept watching it. And it was over the next hill from us.
Uh-huh.
And so we went back to the car and turned off all the lights and sat there. And there was a glowing, a bright white glowing over the next hill. And we were hearing this weird noise, a humming noise. And as we walked out, we were going to see what it was. We heard a weird noise, like someone jumping off a spring. Then we're sitting there, and like one part, the car lights were shining, and then there was a dark area where you couldn't see anything. And I saw something move out of the shadows into the light, back into the shadows, and then back out. And then it went back in, and as it came back out, it was running towards us, but at a 45-degree angle. And just, it wasn't running like a person, it was moving super, super fast.
Uh-huh.
And then the next thing my girlfriend spotted, this big, huge thing, just back in the shadows. And that's it. We don't know what it was or anything. It was just weird noises, weird lights.
Okay, while you were seeing this thing moving around on the ground, could you still see the light? On the hill?
Yeah, we could still see the glowing light, too.
Was that quite close to the surface?
Yeah. It was, you could just see it like there was a ridge, and it was over on the next ridge, like down in the next glowing light.
Okay, do you have any estimates of how far that light was from you?
How far did you think that light was? When it was down, when it was glowing. So, when it was sitting down glowing, about a quarter of a mile.
Okay. Was this quite large? Can you estimate the size by comparing it with something?
I'm not sure. I can't estimate how big it was, but it was big.
Okay. Was that so low that it was illuminating the surface at all?
Right. Yeah, it was. You could make out the top of the ridge and all the little bushes, weeds and stuff.
Okay. Now, when did you first spot the first light? About what time?
About 10 o'clock.
Okay.
About 10 o'clock. And that's when we were just out. We didn't really think anything, but we just saw this light. It was like a triangle.
Right.
It was sharp at the top, and it just started spreading out. And at first, we figured, well, it's a plane. And we sat there and watched it, and there were no red or green blinking lights or anything, just a solid bright yellow.
Okay.
And then when it did disappear, it went dim, and then it disappeared. Then it appeared on the next ridge.
Okay. And with that light was there on the other ridge while you were observing these other things and hearing the humming sound?
Well, we didn't hear anything until it was up about on the next ridge.
Okay.
Then we started hearing the humming.
Okay. Now, was that humming sound as steady?
Uh-huh.
Okay. How about those things that you saw on the surface? Can you give me any estimate as to how tall they were?
How tall did I think you saw? She said it's a short, stocky person, but it was big, and it was kind of hunched over.
Uh-huh. sounds from that?
No. What we could hear was, it sounded like someone talking, but we didn't know what that was. It could have been the radio from the car or anything. Was it? Well, we heard some kind of talking or something.
Okay.
I don't know who that could have been, because we were out in the middle of nowhere. Because we had to go up on team trails to get up there.
Okay. Did anything else strange happen between all the people that were watching all this? Anything unusual?
With them?
Yeah, with all the witnesses.
No, we just got nervous and left.
Okay.
That thing that did run after us, both myself and my friend took a couple shots at it, whatever it was.
And you didn't get any response from it, from that?
No, it just kept on running. It didn't stop. It didn't.
Uh-huh.
It didn't change directions. It just kept going at the same thing. And the next thing, I couldn't see it.
How close did they get to you?
Can I say he was about? It was about 50, about 50 yards.
Okay.
And but as it came, we were standing. Okay, it was over to the right of me. Up in the shadows, and it kept coming in and out. And then it, as it shot down, it came down at a 45-degree angle.
Uh-huh.
And it was really fast. I mean, you know, I had a semi-automatic, and I couldn't keep up with it as I was shooting. And the next thing I knew, by the time my gun clicked, when it was empty, I couldn't find it anyplace. We just sat there and just waited for it.
Now, how long did all this entire incident take? Do you have any idea?
Okay, it started at about 10:30, and we left there about 11 o'clock. That was the last thing that happened, was that thing, whatever it was, running, and we took shots at it. We said, let's not stick around here, let's go call somebody.
Okay, now when you left, was the light still on the ridge?
Yeah, it was still on the ridge.
Did it have any defined shape when you last saw it?
It was, the glowing of the light was just arc-shaped.
Okay. Would that be kind of like a half-sphere?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any problems with your car running while you were up there?
Not really, not that I noticed.
Okay. Did you ever use your car radio while you were up there?
No, we didn't turn the radio on.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I can give you another street, too. It's Mineral. The street's Mineral. And when we saw the first light was out in Daniels Park.
Okay. Which direction were you looking when you first saw that first one?
Okay, the first one we saw south.
South, okay.
The next one we saw southeast. And then the next one was south. And then the glowing half sphere was southwest, and the thing that we saw was running southwest to south north, northeast.
Okay. One other thing. How long did that humming sound last?
About 15-20 minutes, and then it quit for about 10 minutes. And it went on again. And after that, we were just hearing funny sounds. It sounded like the wind, but the wind wasn't blowing.
Uh-huh.
It was a calm night.
Okay. While that object was on the ridge, you could hear the humming sound then?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you notice whether there was any fluctuation with the light on that object in relation to the humming sound?
Not really.
Okay. Well, sir, we thank you again, and if we get any more on this, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.